North Korea is likely to be punished by sanctions, believers are concerned. A Christian school asked the question, how do you make a difference in Africa? And leadership classes build unity in Ghana, West Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sanctions are coming to punish rogue state North Korea. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says it's a situation going from bad to worse for humanitarian aid.
The mechanisms which were in place have since dwindled, and through that also our efforts to bring in food, which we generally did with about a shipment of $4 million Canadian dollars a year, is not taking place at this moment. We have no way at this moment to distribute.
If humanitarian aid is not exempt, starvation is likely to result for thousands. It's a worst-case scenario for the remnant church. Kramer urges prayer.
If the Spirit led the churches and the Christians in Eastern Europe to take courage, and in that way have certainly had their influence on getting the insight that no longer could an exclusive group run the countries, then the Spirit can do the same in North Korea.
Next, Indonesia's president called on Muslims to be peaceful amid persistent violence. Hardline Muslims have vandalized Western embassies and churches. While the violence is a concern, Back to the Bible International's Mark Blauer says their radio station near the tsunami zone could face closure as it goes before the local government for approval.
It's critical that they get this approval from the local council or they cannot continue broadcasting. Because it's such a heavily Muslim area, these council members are almost all Muslim. And so the chance of it being approved from a human perspective seems nil.
Blauer says their national director is meeting with leaders before their presentation.
Pray for them as they meet with the chief of police in the local area to tell him what's going on before the meeting. They're hoping to win his support. And we need God to sway his heart because that will make a large difference with the rest of the council members.
You're listening to Mission Network News.
What one textbook do these kids really need in their formation of their Christian values?
Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says that question sparked the ministry alliance behind the My Own Bible program for South Africa. Students work their way through a Bible-based curriculum, learning how to use the Bible. Upon graduation, they get their own.
Oftentimes, this becomes the only Bible in the home, which is another really good ministry as far as having the children actually bring this Bible to the home and the whole family begins opening it up and looking through it.
Dielman says Sunday schools, churches, and elementary schools raise the funds through special projects.
Our role in the whole thing is to do the fundraising, to come up with the $5 per Bible, which also includes the study material that the children go through with their course, because it's a consumable type workbook that they go through and look up things in the Bible and then fill out the information.
And Oasis International's Art Spec says their leadership classes are breaking down walls and building unity in Ghana. It's exciting because
what we're seeing at the Oasis Training Center is the Anglican Church, the Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, and the Baptist Church are four of the main denominations that are coming and sitting in these leadership classes and going away saying, we need to teach this to our leaders.
Their leadership classes are growing quickly. When asked what curriculum they're using to see such success, Speck says,
we're not teaching this is a church doctrine or this church doctrine. Leaders of these other denominations are not threatened. Because how can you be threatened by the Word of God? If you love God and you love His Word, then it becomes easy. So they're coming and soaking up the Word of God and taking it back to their churches.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. This CD focuses on the suffering Christian's experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.